میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب، مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب، تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا، تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا، تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا، تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا، یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں، یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ، یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں، یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ، میری جان نا تواں کا، تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا، میری جان نا تواں کا، تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا، یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب، یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا، یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب، یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا، میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا، میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا، میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی، میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی، تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ، میرا جرم عفو کرنا، تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ، میرا جرم عفو کرنا، تیری شان جذب ہے یہ، تیری بندہ پروری ہے، تیری شان جذب ہے یہ، تیری بندہ پروری ہے، میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا، میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا، کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر، کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر، اسے آ گیا ہے جینا، اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا، اسے آ گیا ہے جینا، اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا۔
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ۔ الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاة والسلام علی سیدن المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلا آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا۔ قال اللہ تبارک و تعالی: یا ایہا الذین آمنوا اذا نودی للصلاة من یوم الجمعہ فاسعوا الى ذکر اللہ وذروا البیع ذالکم خیر لکم ان کنتم تعلمون۔ صدق اللہ العظیم۔ ونس اگین وی ہیو گیدرڈ فار دا ذکر آف اللہ تبارک و تعالی۔ دا ذکر آف اللہ تبارک و تعالی آئی ہیو مینشنڈ مینی مینی ٹائمز از ناٹ اونلی دا ریڈنگ آف تسبیحات، دا ریممبرنس آف اللہ تبارک و تعالی ان آل ایونیوز، ان آل اسپیکٹس آف اور لائفز، whether it's our business life, our home life, our family life, our political life, domestic life, cultural life, whatever kind of life it may be, to remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam, what is his order. Now to create that conscious awareness, we have these type of programs where we increase the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through the taking of his name in abundance, so that we may become conscious of his presence at all times, because that is the purpose of it. It's not that we sit in a majlis, we make some illallah, and after that when we are outside the masjid, then we forget Allah Ta'ala. So that is the object and that is the purpose. And when true zikr will come into our hearts, when the light of zikr will come into the heart, and then the darkness of ignorance and the darkness of sins and the darkness of evil passions and desires will all vanish. Hazrat Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali has given a very nice example. He says that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, the mosquitoes came to him and they complained that this wind, the strong wind, it does great injustice to us. Whenever we are sitting somewhere, the strong breeze or wind blows and blows us away. So great injustice is being done to us. So you must do some justice. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam understood the language of birds, of creatures, of insects, of everything. So now you have to listen to both parties to give judgment. So he told the mosquito, "Well, bring your family members, your friends, and we'll call the wind also. We'll listen to both sides and give some judgment." So the mosquito or the mosquitoes came, and then as the Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam called the wind. So when the wind came, all the mosquitoes blew away. So he said, "Now what must I do about it? When the wind will come, you will blow away." So just like that, when the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bring the light into the heart, the noor into the heart, the tajalli of Allah ta'ala into the heart, then the darkness will vanish. Then all these complaints that we just can't seem to make ibadat, we just can't seem to make namaz, we just can't seem to do tilawat, every time we are just being pulled towards the cinemas and theatres and discos, and all those things will vanish. That slight pull will still be there, shaitan and nafs will still try until the dying day, but they will become very weak. Allah Ta'ala will make it very easy for this person to then make amal. In fact, after that it becomes far more difficult to commit a sin than to do ibadat. It becomes easier to do ibadat and very, very difficult to sin. This may sound strange to those people who are indulging in sins day and night. But that is the truth. Ask the awliya-i-kiram, ask those who have got a connection with Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that if they are tempted towards sin, it is extremely difficult for them. They find restlessness. They will not go towards sins. Accidental sin, anybody can be trapped and caught. But here what we are talking about is the person will not find any kind of comfort in sins. It will be very, very difficult for him. So what happens is that when this light of zikr comes, then the darkness vanishes. Just like when the wind came, the mosquitoes blew away. It will not remain there anymore. And that is the purpose of these majlises of zikr. To create that love for Allah Ta'ala. So much of love that it becomes extremely difficult for us to indulge in sins which causes the displeasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And it doesn't take time. If a person is really sincere and he makes up his mind that I want to get this connection with Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy that for other things, for namaz you have to make wuzu, you have to be in ghusl and so many other masail, then you have to make namaz. All the other ibadat also, there are so much of masail for zakat, for fasting, for hajj, so much of maslas. But when it comes to zikrullah, it is only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ihsan and fazal upon us that He gives us the tawfiq to take His name. Which is such a great thing, the taking of the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala would have said that you must give everything that you possess, then only you can take my name. Then too it was cheap. And then again if we look at our tongues, how much of sins we commit with our tongues. And yet we, that same tongue, we take the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And it washes that heart. Somebody said that you have seen your face in the mirror, but you did not see the spots. When you looked into the mirror, you saw the spots on your face, but you didn't see the spots in your heart. The spots in your heart, you can't see into that mirror. That mirror will not show you those spots of the heart. Those spots of the heart, as you heard just now in the poetry, kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar. Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, a Shaykh says that kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar, use a gaya hai jina, use a gaya hai marna. If a person gets the company of some pious, righteous Shaykh, Shaykh-e-Kamil, a true guide, then that person will truly know how to live in this world and how to die. Because now all his actions will be for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and he will restrain himself from everything that causes the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. So in that company, he will learn how to live in this world, how to die. And Allah Ta'ala then makes it easy for him also. That is, has been the system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Right from the time of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba-e-Kiram, they became Sahabas because they stayed in the sohbat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Tabi'in became Tabi'in because they stayed in the sohbat of the Sahabas. The Tabi'in, they became that because they stayed in the company of the Tabi'in. So that is how it has carried on. So this majlis I have mentioned many times, it is not for the increase of our knowledge or information. It is to create that love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala through the taking of His name in abundance. And we must remember that we are not like the Taj Mahal, or we are not made of stone, cement, sand, bricks, and we are not made of iron and steel, that no changes come, it doesn't affect whatever happens outside, conditions don't affect, or they do not feel any pain, even if it affects, like the iron will rust. But has anybody said that the iron felt great pain when it was rusting? No, did anybody say up till now that iron, when it was rusting, what pain it must have felt? But the same is the cancer. The iron rusting is the cancer of the iron. But when a human being is suffering from cancer, there's pain. So a human being is not like iron and steel. He's not made of bricks and stone. It's not like a building that stands there, rain, wind, storm, everything, and the building is still standing. the Taj Mahal and so many other buildings, they're standing still there. We are like those trees, that sometime it is summer, sometime it's winter, everything is affecting the tree. If you drive up towards Johannesburg in winter, then those trees look like ghosts. No leaves, no, everything has been shed, even the bark is peeling off, the leaves have fallen, those trees stand like ghosts, dry. Then again one rain and everything is green. So just like that, over a human being also different conditions come. Sometimes conditions of poverty, sometimes condition of richness, sometimes condition of ill health, sometimes condition of good health, sometimes conditions of happiness, sometimes conditions of sadness, grief and problems. Different kinds of conditions will come. Summer, winter, autumn, spring, everything will affect this human being. Different conditions. But if this heart of his is connected with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then in whatever condition, he will find sukoon in his heart. That is the benefit and the advantage of zikrullah. That all these conditions will come, but inside his heart, he is going to find sukoon. Allah Ta'ala will not create restlessness inside. Outside there can be different kinds of conditions. Now what a great advantage. And that person will be like ever, always connected with Allah. And the angels also will say that this is the person. In good times he was calling out to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the angels recognize his voice when in times of adversity and problems when he calls out to Allah. Then at that time the angels say, Ya Allah, this is a voice that we recognize. That in times of happiness and prosperity and this person used to call out to you. Ya Allah, now the person is sick, he is in poverty, or is in this difficulty, or is in some calamity, or in some distress. Oh my beloved Allah, we are pleading to you that come to his assistance and help. The angels, they make sifarish, they intercede. That is the mafhum of one of the hadiths. So may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us that kind of connection with him, and Allah Ta'ala give us that kind of remembrance, that our hearts find satisfaction as promised in the Quran Sharif. Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Isha is late too, and most of you may be in the habit of sleeping a little early, so let us get to our zikr.
اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 قصب میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی
Oh Allah, I wasted my life. I wasted my valuable, precious time. وَقْتَ يُحِي بَيْكَارَ غُزَارَ عُمْرَ يُحِي غَفْلَتْ مِنْ غَوَائِ In indifference, heedless, unconcerned, negligent. That is how I've spent my time and my life. We should all look at our lives. Don't worry about other people's lives.
کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی
Oh Allah, in your creation, I am the worst of all. There will be no one, there is no one worse than myself. Which sin is there, O my beloved Allah, which I have not committed on the surface of this earth? Which displeasure of yours did I not earn through my sins and through my evil actions and deeds? سے مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی
شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ
نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ
Oh my beloved Allah, listen to my deep-hearted sigh. Listen to my call. Become mine, O my beloved Allah. Become mine. Make us yours, O my Allah. Make us yours. You have heard many times what my Murshid says, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has been so kind, that in His very name He has kept 2/3 of the ah of the servants. Why should we despair of His mercy? Why should we say that, how can I change? I've gone too far. So much of sins in my life I have committed. How will I ever be able to get closeness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? In whatever condition you may be, no matter how distressful that condition, no matter how much of pain and difficulty and problem they may be, but Allah, the ah of the servant is in the name Allah. So call out. He is ready to listen. No fees also for connection. All other communication services, there are fees and charges. And so many times they say the line is engaged, engaged. Here nothing. Any time, day, night, darkness, light, poverty, richness, poor, king, beggar, anyone. Allah.
Sun mere naale, sun mere naale, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Apna bana le, apna bana le, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah, Allah. Lete baithe, chalte phirte, aat pehar ho Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Apni raza mein mujhko mita de, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Apni raza mein mujhko mita de, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Kar de fana sab mere irade, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Jaame mohabbat apna pila de, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Jaame mohabbat apna pila de, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Dil mein mere yaad apni racha de, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah, Allah. Lete baithe, chalte phirte, aat pehar ho Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں او مائی اللہ ایون اف آئی وش ٹو فرگیٹ یو آئی مسٹ ناٹ بی ایبل ٹو فرگیٹ یو دیٹ از ہاؤ یور نیم مسٹ بی انگریوڈ آن مائی ہارٹ دا نفس اینڈ شیطان نو میٹر ہاؤ مچ دے ٹیمپٹ می ٹو فرگیٹ یو بٹ ایون اف آئی وش ٹو فرگیٹ یو آئی ڈونٹ فرگیٹ یو That is the type of connection, O Allah, I want with you. Hazrat Haji, Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hai Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say, Chalte phirte chupke chupke apne Rab se baate kiya karo. Chalte phirte chupke chupke apne Rab se baate kiya karo. Walking. Inside your heart, keep talking with your Allah. Chupke chupke. Silently, you are talking to your Allah. Ya Allah, make me right. Oh Allah, change the direction of my life. Oh Allah, make my Islam. Oh my beloved Allah, give me that connection with you. Give me your love. Give me your muhabbat. Distance me from nafs and shaitan. Keep saying to Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. You don't even have to scream or shout inside your heart. Keep talking to Allah. And then see slowly over a period of time, that connection will build up. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so generous, so kind, so forgiving, so loving, so caring. He'll open the doors. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Now inside your heart you keep saying this to Allah ta'ala, badal de, Allah ta'ala one day will say, badal diya. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. Let us make dua today, that is already almost quarter to. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے رب کریم ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف او مائی بلاول اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ مائی کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ وی ہیو ایکسٹینڈیڈ اور بیگنگ بولز بیفور یو او مائی بلاول اللہ Ya Allah, you are seeing everything, you are hearing everything, you know everything. All treasures lie with you. Ya Allah, we are not bowing down before some idol that does cannot see us, cannot hear us, cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, we are not extending our begging bowls before human beings who become annoyed and displeased if we have to beg of them.
Ya Allah, if we do not beg of you, you become displeased. Ya Allah, therefore we are extending our begging bowls repeatedly before you. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. We are not justifying any of our sins. We are confessing before you, oh my beloved Allah. You are Rahim, you are Kareem. Kareem is the one who gives without a person deserving of it. Ya Allah, we know we are deserving of the worst of all punishment. Ya Allah, if you have to order the earth to split open and swallow us up, we know we are deserving of that punishment. If you have to send gale force wind against us, we are deserving of that punishment. Oh Allah, if you have to destroy us by earthquakes and tremors, we are deserving of that punishment. But oh my beloved Allah, what we have heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what we have read in the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is that something that is dearly beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Oh my beloved Allah, something that is beloved to you is the forgiveness of sins. Ay mere pyare khuda, therefore we are extending this begging bowls before you. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, when we were committing sins in the darkness of night, we thought that everybody else had eyes and the only one that was blind was you, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you who gave us sight, we considered blind. Ya Allah, you who gave us hearing, we considered deaf. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, humare haal par raham par. Hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum khatakar hai, hum mujrim hai, hum khatakar hai, hum gunegar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, lekin bande tere. Tujhe chhod ke mere maula, hum jaye kaha. Oh my beloved Allah, which other door is there for us that we can tap? Which other home is there for us in which we can go and beg? Oh Allah, if a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can go to a next. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But oh my beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and maghfirat from us, then you tell us which other door is there that we can tap. Oh my Allah, don't turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy from us because of the sins that we indulge in day and night. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our hands and feet, forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay mere Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, that ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, for which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried so much. That ummah for whom so much of his blood was shed. Ya Allah, that ummah for whom so much of sacrifices were made. Ya Allah, he was ostracized for 3 solid years in Shaab ibn Abi Talib. Allah, what difficult days they had to spend there. The time came when they had to chew the leaves of trees for survival. Oh my beloved Allah, he was told so much in Taif that his shoes became filled with his Mubarak blood. Oh my Allah, he stands whole night in prayer for the Ummah. Ya Allah, he is stoned in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. Very Allah, how much he cried for this Ummah. His only concern was the Ummah. Ya Allah, today when he is informed that that Ummah is filling the discos and the cinemas and the theatres and the rave clubs, the Ummah in porn films and movies, that Ummah on the dancing stages of the world, that Ummah in all kinds of sin and vice, that Ummah in adultery, in fornication, that Ummah in crime, in fraud, that Ummah a few meters away from the Rosa Mubarak, watching the filthiest of films on the television in the hotel rooms. That Ummah listening to the filthiest of music a few meters away from the Haram Sharif. Ey mere pyare Allah, when my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed of this condition of the Ummah, how much of pain and injury we are causing to his heart. Ey Allah, in his time the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara caused him difficulties, hardships and problems, injury and pain. Allah, today we are the cause of his injury and pain. Mere Allah, ab to maaf kar de. Ya Allah, we are sincerely turning towards you. We are repenting, O my Allah. We don't wish to return to those sins anymore. We are making every intention of not to return to those sins. O my Allah, give us the himmat and the courage of lions against our nafs and shaitan. Allah, give us the courage of lions against our nafs and shaitan. Mere Allah, how long are we going to walk like hypocrites on the surface of this earth? Allah, how long are we going to walk like munafiqs on the surface of this earth? Ya Allah, how long are we going to live a life of sin and vice on this earth? The angel of death is going to come and squeeze the soul out of every part of our bodies. Mere Allah, the rings from our fingers will be removed. The false teeth will be removed. The watches will be removed. Our tight-fitting clothes will be sliced with the scissors. Mere Allah, we will be turned from right to left, backwards and forwards. The water will be poured over our bodies. Allah, before the water is poured over our dead body, let us pour the water of Tawbah over our dead hearts. Mere Allah, usle mayyat hame diya jaye, usse pehle mere Allah, hame Tawbah ki taufeeq ata farma. Before the garment of kafan is put over our bodies, Ya Allah, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Mere Allah, ab to maaf kar de. Ab to maaf kar de. Mere Allah, kab tak hum nafarmani ki zindagi guzarenge? How long are we going to remain disobedient to you? Mere Allah, you are kind, you are loving, you are caring, you are forgiving, you are so merciful. In spite of all our sins, you give us so much to eat, so much to drink, clothes to wear, modes of transport to travel around. Ay Allah, so much of your bounties in spite of so much of our sins. Mere Allah, tu jaisa pyara khuda koi nahi, tu hi hamara sahara hai, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mere Allah, ab to hamara ban ja. Aur hame apna bana le. Become ours and make us yours. Change the condition of our hearts. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Mere Allah, ab to hamara dil badal de. Change the direction of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. Purify our hearts of greed, of malice, of pride, of arrogance, of anger. Oh my beloved Allah, purify our hearts of all the evil that has embedded itself in our hearts. Remove all the jealousy and the malice and the greed from our hearts. Allah, give us the hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Allah, bless us with the hearts that you bless the awliya-i siddiqeen with. Allah, quwwat-e-jazb se hum sab ko apna bana le. Allah, if you are ours, then everything is ours. If you are not ours, then our children are not ours. Then our homes will not give us comfort. Our businesses will not give us barakat. Allah, nothing will work in our favor. But if you are ours, then we will find peace, we will find sukoon. Everything will work in our favor. Oh my beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera zami meri. Oh Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Whether they are in hospitals or homes or amongst us, Ya Allah, give them cure. Ya Allah, jo bhi bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. Sehat tamma kamila hajila daima mustamirra naseeb farma. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in poverty, Ya Allah, give them wealth. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, remove the difficulties and problems. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, unite the hearts of the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere pyare khuda, ey mere raheem Allah, ey mere kareem Allah, hame teri marifat naseeb farma, tera qurb naseeb farma. Bless us with your closeness, oh my Allah. Bless us with your muhabbat, oh my beloved Allah. Bless us with such muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it becomes easy to follow his mubarak way of life. Ya Allah, bless us with your muhabbat. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Ey mere pyare khuda, hame zaat-e-ali par tawakkul naseeb farmao. تیرا قرب نصیب فرما اے میرے پیارے خدا دنیا اور آخرت کی بلائیوں سے ہمیں مالا مال فرما یا اللہ bless us with the best of this world and the best of آخرت یا اللہ the angel of death is going to visit us یا اللہ don't let the angel of death find us in a disco in a cinema in a theater watching some filthy film or bottle of wine in our hands or popping drugs in our mouths یا اللہ we don't know when the angel of death will strike. How can we then be in adultery, in fornication, or in any kind of haram action and deed? Ey mere pyare khuda, the sahaba kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, they used to make ibadat, zikr, tilawat. The awliya kiram, they make ibadat, zikr, tilawat. They do everything pleasing to you and they still cry. And they say, we haven't been able to do justice to the ibadat. Ey Allah, they used to do ibadat and they used to cry. We commit sins upon sins upon sins and we brag about our sins. We justify our sins. We advertise our sins. We announce our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, when we are laughing and giggling over our sins, then where is Iman? Mere Allah hamare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire life he made duas for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida. Ey mere pyare khuda, now that the hujjaj are leaving from our land and from the different lands, from Makkah, Mukarrama and Medina Tayyiba. Ey mere pyare khuda, how can we forget Hajjatul Wida? That hajj of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with 124,000 shining stars, oh my Allah. His glorious companions, each and every one of them with a purified heart. Ya Allah, we also say labbaik, but when they said labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. Ha, my Allah, what a labbaik that must have been. My beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam leading that congregation. The earth will never witness another congregation of that nature. Ya Allah, on that occasion, the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam made. Mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam ne Hajar Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. Mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha. Rukne yamani chu karke jo manga tha. Hatib ke andar namazay pad karke jo manga tha. And the du'as that he made under the Mizab e Rahmat. And the du'as that he made under the Multazam. Multazam se chivat karke mere pyare Nabi ne jo kuch manga tha. Allah, how long he attached himself at the Multazam. With his Mubarak hands raised above his shoulders. Ey mere pyare Allah, his chest against the door of the Kaaba. Ey mere Allah, how much he cried there for the Ummat. Allah, the du'as that he made behind Muqam Ibrahim. The du'as that he made after drinking Zamzam. The du'as that he made on Safa and Marwa. Du'as that he made at Mina and at Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, that masoom, sinless Nabi cried and teared for the Ummat, oh my beloved Allah. All the du'as that he made at Arafat and at Muzdalifa and on all other occasions. Bless us with all that goodness that he asked of. Oh Allah, bless us, our parents, our wives and children and the entire Ummat with all that goodness and from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas. Especially the fitnas of Dajjal that he asked for protection. Ya Allah, protect the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, those who are looking for marriage partners, bless them with good marriage partners. Protect them from zina, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have written examinations, give them success. Ya Allah, protect them from all the fitnas. Ey mere pyare Allah, whatever we have begged of you, bless us with that. And what we haven't been able to ask, bless us with that. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. And O Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world, then take us to Madina Tayyibah. Ey Allah, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. With the salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah on our lips. O Allah, let our soul come dancing towards you. Ey Allah, humari roo jumti hui tere paas a jaye. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not muqaddar day, wherever it may be, O Allah, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati humma yusrifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.